Lenina got out of the bath, toweled herself dry, took hold of a long, flexible tube plugged into the wall, presented the nozzle to her breast as though she meant to commit suicide, pressed down the trigger. A blast of warmed air dusted her with the finest talcum powder. 8 different scents and eau de cologne were laid on in little taps over the wash basin. She turned on the 3rd from the left, dabbled herself with Chypre, and carrying her shoes and stockings in her hand, went out to see if one of the vibro vacuum machines were free. And home was as squalid psychically as physically. Psychically, it was a rabbit hole, a midden, hot with the frictions of tightly packed life, reeking with emotion. What suffocating intimacies, what dangerous, insane, obscene relationships between the members of the family group. Maniacally, the mother brooded over her children, her children, brooded over them like a cat over its kittens, but a cat that could talk, a cat that could say, my baby, over and over again, my baby, and oh, oh, at my breast, the little hands, the hunger, and that unspeakable, agonizing pleasure, till at last my baby sleeps, with a bubble of white milk at the corner of his mouth, my little baby sleeps. Yes, said Mustafa Mond, nodding his head, you may well shudder. "Who are you going out with tonight?" Lenina asked, returning from the vibrovac like a pearl illuminated from within, pinkly glowing. "Nobody." Lenina raised her eyebrows in astonishment. "I've been feeling rather out of sorts lately," Fanny explained. "Dr. Wells advised me to have a pregnancy substitute." "But, my dear, you're only 19. The first pregnancy substitute isn't compulsory till 21." "I know, dear, but some people are better if they begin earlier. Dr. Wells told me that brunettes with wide pelvises like me ought to have their first pregnancy substitute at 17, so I'm really 2 years late, not 2 years early." She opened the door of her locker and pointed to the row of boxes and labelled files on the upper shelf. "Syrup of Corpus Luteum," Lenina read the names aloud. "Overin, guaranteed fresh. Not to be used after August the 1st, AF-632. Mammary gland extract, to be taken 3 times daily before meals with a little water. Placentin, 5cc, to be injected intravenally every 3rd day." "Oof!" Lenina shuddered. "How I loathe intravenals, don't you?" "Yes, but when they do one good..." Fanny was a particularly sensible girl. R. Ford, or R. Freud, as for some inscrutable reason he chose to call himself whenever he spoke of psychological matters, R. Freud had been the first to reveal the appalling dangers of family life. The world was full of fathers, was therefore full of misery, full of mothers, therefore of every kind of perversion from sadism to chastity, full of brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, full of madness and suicide.